Hello and welcome to the TFG1 Redux. What is this, you might ask? I am your host, TFG1 Mike, and I'm joined by Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Mr. Falcon. And Pecan Court Michael. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. And you find people that might be listening to this are like, what the hell is TFG1 Mike doing now? Well, I got the gumption to actually take out my Matrix set and start watching it. And I'm slowly making my way through. I'm not doing a marathon run of it or anything like that, but I'm slowly making my way through and watching them. And I really, really enjoy it. And I made a comment on Twitter and Facebook the other day that watching the Shout Factory set makes me want to redo the entire TFG1 podcast. And what did you say, Steve?
Hell no.
I don't see why not.
One of the reasons why I said I wanted to redo it, and I'm not saying that it will be redone. I'm not saying that at all. Is because the way Shout Factory laid out their set, you have the choice of watching 2- and 3-parters seamlessly or in their 3-part or 2-part evocation. So you can watch them like they're intended to be with intro, episode, and end credits on all 2 or 3 episodes. Or you can watch one where like part one starts and you get the intro and you don't get the end credits until part 2 or 3 or whatever it is. And they would pretty much, it would pretty much take on the format of Beast Unleashed as far as, like 2-parters being one single story and not 3 or 4 individual discussions. Not saying this is going to happen at all, but it was just a funny little idea because I started getting nostalgic and all that stuff. So Steve, what else did you say about it besides hell no?
Well, not to beat a dead horse or anything, but basically, we've already done this. No. Come on. Been there, done that. All over.
I know. And again, it was just one of those things where I started watching it. The quality is a little bit better. Actually, a lot better as far as the remastering. There are some things, like some grainy issues that I can see in it, but it is basically the same content as far as the stories. There really is no difference between, as far as obviously the stories go, because they're the same episodes. But I don't know, I just kind of felt like putting that out there and just seeing what kind of reaction I'd get. And apparently it's a resounding hell no.
Yes, and somebody even made the response of, why don't you do it like G2 with a Cybernet Space Cube?
Fuck no. There's no way in hell I would ever use that goddamn cybernetic space cube.
I think that's a great idea.
No. No, yeah, it's not.
Because there's space cube sounds. I mean, it translates very well to podcasts.
I actually had...
Cybernet space cube brings you Transformers.
Exactly.
I actually had the idea for us to do the TFG2 podcast, which would be us reviewing the G2 episodes with the space cube with the horrible jump cuts that it has. But then I said, oh, screw it. I don't feel like doing that at all whatsoever.
That would require too much work.
Yeah, that would require editing.
Lots and lots of editing.
Can't have that.
No, we're lazy geeks.
Well, especially considering I'm doing all the editing now. My plate's full enough with all the other shows we produce. I don't have time for a G2 podcast that's a rehash of the G1 podcast.
But it has the cybernetic space cube.
Fuck the cube.
That's right, there's no space cube. Yeah. What I would argue here is that at least the first 15 episodes of TFG1 were Mike's first foray into podcasting, and it shows. Not to badmouth Mike in any way, shape, or form, in any way that I haven't already. But if you listen, especially the first, second, third show, they were bad. And
I don't deny that.
Exactly. It's a fact. But you've come so far in the last year and a half or so. And to be able to do it over again the right way with, you know, better production values and more talent with no sleeping, less bananas. Honestly, bacon. I think you were belching and baconing and farting through the first 15 episodes. And it was – yeah, it needed a lot of work. And to be honest, the only way to go back and rectify that would be to do it all over again, bananas.
Yeah, but nah, I think I'm in agreement with Steve that no, it's probably not going to happen. Because I don't want to have to pull a George Lucas. Thank you very much.
You don't want Jabba the Hutt in your first episode?
No.
That was Jabba for anybody that didn't know.
Nice.
Watch a fucking movie.
Watch
what
that.
What did he sound like when the naked Princess Leia came up behind him with a chain?
Ooh.
Oh God. Okay.
That was in
so
front.
I
of
also want to. Use...
Behind him was a different scene, I think.
Okay, Star Wars stuff aside, this is Transformers. Damn it.
Steve is more of a Star Trek guy, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's true.
Damn it all to hell. Anyways, back to the TFG2 podcast.
So TFG1 Redux is probably not going to happen. TFG2 podcast is definitely not going to happen because I can barely watch an episode of that crap on YouTube, let alone try to review the hell out of that.
Hey, I grew up on that.
Well, you grew up
wrong. Not really.
There's a lot of people that have, though.
I saw it once, and then I saw the G1 on Sci-Fi.
Yeah. So I also wanted to use this little TFG1 podcast bumper redux, whatever the hell you want to call this little episode, to announce episode 25. Episode 25 will most definitely be the final episode of this podcast, even though episode 24 was us closing it out with Rebirth. Since I do have the Matrix sets, Steve has the volume sets. I'm probably going to bring Kevin in on this one, maybe from Tooncast. I'm not sure. I don't think Michael has gotten them yet. Have you got any of the stuff yet?
I have the original DVDs from Rhino. But
no, I mean the Shout Factory set.
Nah, I don't have the Shout Factory stuff.
Okay, well, you're going to have to get the Shout Factory stuff. At some point, whenever Michael gets the Shout Factory stuff, we will have episode 25 where we'll just basically review the Shout Factory set versus the Rhino set because there are differences. There are new interviews. There are new features. Like I said before, I really enjoy the option to seamlessly view 2- and 3-part episodes instead of seeing 3 different intros and end credits, you know. I really enjoyed that because it makes it like one story. Other than that, yeah, that's pretty much going to be it for this show, even though it's technically already done. We kind of already finished it off, but kind of want to cap it off. And I've been having a lot of G1 nostalgia lately with playing War for Cybertron and watching all these video reviews of the War for Cybertron toys and stuff like that. I don't know why. It seems like anything Transformers-based that isn't movie that I've been watching, I've had a lot of G1 nostalgia lately, so.
Well, stop it. G1's dead. Long live. Eh, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
Prime.
Long live Power Core Combiners.
You know, it's funny. I just mentioned in the recorded version of ToyCast episode 66 with Optobotomus and Balt Matrix / Spada. There's no way I can abbreviate Transformers Prime into TFP because it sounds like something Beavis would say.
TFP.
That's Butthead, you moron.
I'm the Almighty Colonio.
Okay, so thank you for joining us here on the TFG1 Podcast Redux. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post. And no, we do not accept SpongeBob songs. Thank you very much.
Yes, we do.
Join the forums, spread.empire.com/nexus. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFGU and Mike. Michael, what is your Twitter?
PeconCTMichael.
And Steve?
SCP-21.
Become a fan on Facebook. Search Geekcast Radio Network. Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the TFGN Podcast Redux, and wish you'll join us next time for episode 25. For now, I am TFGN Mike with Pecan Court Michael. And Megatron, why don't you close the show?
Excellent. Yes. Although, who lives in a colony under the sea? Death Charge Fish Pants. To hear the rest, go to the Beast Unleashed podcast.
Thank you for listening. Until next time, and what is that horrible screaming in the background I hear?
Money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Menards has a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes. Our concrete products are great for a variety of applications, including pouring a walkway, setting a post, or even installing stone veneer. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in-store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.